我们教会今天呢是一个特别推动暑期短宣的主日。The Sunday is a special Sunday designed for promoting our church's summer short missions. 那我们去年曾经跟在圣盖博谷的一个福音教会一起合作，推动去暑期的短宣。然后我们其中有位学生 Ashley 也去参加了。Last year we cooperated with the church from San Gabriel for their Taiwan West Coast summer missions.And one of our students, Ashley, also actually went. 那么今年呢，我们教会的宣教部仍然说我们要继续推动这个暑期的短宣。And this year, our church's mission committee still decides to continue promoting our short-term summer mission to Taiwan. 所以我们今天呢，就特别请到了这个教会在那个地方曾经驻扎过四年的一位宣教士，来到我们当中，更多给我们解说这次台湾的这个短宣的情况。So we're very glad today to be able to invite a missionary who had worked there for 4 years, understanding all the work in the West Coast, to come and share more about this shortened summer missions. 他的名字就叫做Tracy Dong, 他的中文名字是董荣。好，董荣。那董荣呢，他是 UCLA 音乐系的毕业生，然后的在大概六年以前去到台湾。2014, 五年以前。那董荣是 UCLA 的毕业音乐系的毕业生，他在五年前跟随教会的带领就去到西海岸短宣。那在那边呢做了很多的工作，他是非常一个有这个表演艺术天才的人哈，而且他是就是很喜欢这个 performing arts, 很喜欢戏剧舞蹈音乐，然后把这个整个整合在一起哈，在他的事工里面。那除了在那边做这个社区的服务呢，教小朋友之外呢，他也为一些学生成立了合唱团，英文的合唱团，而且还在那边台中得过奖啊。So actually Tracy used her ability and her learning in college on music and performing arts, and she used drama, music, and dancing, you know, incorporate all these into her ministry. Actually, she helped founded a chorus, a choir group, for a junior high school over there, and they won prizes in the competition. 那今天我们就非常感谢Tracy, 他从 LA 开了大概三个半小时来到我们当中，来给我们解说他们教会要推动的这个短宣。So today we're very glad that she drove 3.5 hours from San Gabriel to come over here and share once again with us about the Taiwan short mission. So now we'll give time to Tracy.大家早。
Yeah, it's on. Okay. I've never been translated before.
我从来没有被人翻译过。
And this is maybe my second time giving a sermon.
那这是我第二次讲道。
So I researched what you should do when you give a sermon.
所以我稍微研究一下，好，当我们讲道时该怎么做。
By watching YouTube videos.
就是看很多 YouTube 的一些视频。
It's required that every guest pastor have a beautiful picture of their family.
那这个通常讲员都需要介绍他们美好的这个家人。
But I don't have a husband or kids.
但是我没有丈夫也没孩子。
So these are my spiritual kids.
那这些是我属灵的孩子。
So like Annie already introduced, I graduated from UCLA.
我刚刚介绍他是 UCLA 的毕业生。
I don't know why that is my one defining trait that I always say just.I don't know why.
不晓得为什么我每次介绍自己的时候都要提这件事情。
That happened a long time ago.
虽然我上 UCLA 也是好几年前的事了。
I was born in Taiwan.
我是台湾出生的。
But I am an ABC because I immigrated with my family when I was 4.
但是四岁的时候就跟我父母亲移民到美国，所以我
算是 ABC. I grew up in the US. Yeah.
我在美国成长。
But just like Annie shared, I have been going on Taiwan short-term missions since 2011.
就像我刚刚讲的，他从2011年开始就参加台湾的短宣。
And then I went long term in 2014.
然后2014年变成长宣。
I came back to the US last year.
那去年我回到美国。
And I'm planning to go back to Taiwan soon.
我也计划很快要再回台湾。
Okay, so today I want to talk to you about the feeding of the 5,000 from Mark chapter 6.
那今天我要从马可福音第六章耶稣喂饱五千人这个故事讲起。
And I prepared, sorry, the English version. So if the Chinese speakers could follow along in their Bibles.
好，我准备了英文的经文，但是说华语的人呢，可以从你的圣经上看《马可福音》第六章，从三十节开始。
I guess I can read it in English, and then everyone else can follow along in the Chinese.
好，我用英文来念，那读中文的人就自己看。
Okay. Let's start. Okay. So the apostles gathered around Jesus, and is it okay if I just go all the way through?
Yes.
And then, okay, great. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said. It's already very late. Send the people away so that they can get to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? Jesus answered, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, five and two fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on green grass. And so they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Jesus, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
And thank you for the five loaves and two fish that you've given us.
也感谢你把五饼二鱼赏赐给我们。
So that you can use it and multiply it for your kingdom.
好让你为了你的国度使用，而且使它倍增。
God, I pray that you would use me today to speak to this congregation.
求主今天使用我对这个会众传你的话语。
Would I decrease and you increase?
愿我能够衰微，你能够兴旺。
And all the glory be unto you.
荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so today we're talking about missions, right?
今天我们的主题是宣教。
And so as I was praying about my missions experience, I came across this passage and I wanted to share with you three, I think, key things about Jesus' ministry.
当我想到自己过去的这个宣教的经验，我想到这段经文，那就从这段经文中，我想跟大家分享三个最重要的信息。
The first is what should be the motivating factor for why we go to missions.
那第一个就是我们去宣教的时候，我们那个里面的动力应该是什么？
In Mark, it says that Jesus had compassion on them.
在马可福音，他说耶稣对他们有很大的怜悯。
And I want to paint a picture for you because the disciples were very tired and very hungry.
我要给大家画一幅图画，就是这个时候呢，门徒非常累，也非常饥饿了。
Because they had just gone out to two by two to go do what Jesus wanted them to do, which is to preach and to go out.
因为他们刚刚才两个两个的出去做耶稣吩咐他们去传道的事情。
And I didn't really notice before, but in Mark it says that Jesus was originally going to take them to a quiet place to take a break.
那这段经文说，耶稣原本想带门徒到一个旷野地方去好好休息一下。
But why did Jesus decide to teach 5,000 people instead?
那为耶稣后来为什么选择在那个时候来教导五千人呢？
In Mark it says it's because he saw the lost and he felt that they were like sheep without a shepherd.
圣经说耶稣看到这么大的人群，觉得他们好像羊没有牧人一般，所以对他们有很大的同情心。
When I went to Taiwan, I thought I was going to bring music, I was going to teach music to the students.
当我首先到台湾的时候，我以为我的任务是把音乐来教导给这些学生。
To me, I didn't think of them any differently than my students in the U.S.
对我来说，这些学生跟我在美国的学生没有什么两样。
But I think when I started to get to know my students is when I started to understand what Jesus meant when he said they were like sheep without a shepherd.
但是当我开始教导这些学生的时候，我开始感受到耶稣说他们好像羊没有牧人那样的一个心情。
It's easy for us when we talk about missions to talk about need.
当我们讲到宣教，很容易就讲到那些需要。
So for our short-term missions team, we go and teach English camps.
那对我们的短宣队来说，我们是到那边去教导英文夏令营。
So a lot of people come to me and they said, I can't go because I don't teach English.
所以很多人会跟我说，啊，我不能去，因为我不知道怎么教英文。
And, or I don't work well with kids.
或者说，哦，我不知道怎么跟小孩子来工作。
But if the reason we started a ministry in Taiwan was to teach English, that ministry would no longer be alive.
但是假如说我们去台湾的事工只是去教英文的话，我想这个事工持续不了多久。
Because what makes ministry sustainable is when we get Jesus' compassion for the lost.
因为能够使一个事工延续下去的一个动力呢，是我们要具有耶稣同样的那个怜悯心肠。
My students in Taiwan don't need English teachers.
我在台湾的学生事实上并不需要英文老师。
They need the gospel.
他们需要的是福音。
They need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
And so as I was, so as Annie mentioned, I actually taught a show choir or a little choir in the middle school in Taiwan.
那事实上就像刚刚介绍的，我在台湾一个中学教他们一个合唱团。
These are my students.
这些就是我的学生们。
The boy in the middle, his name is Terry.
那在中间那个男孩的名字叫 Terry.
And I, he is, sorry, what was I going to say? Oh, he was changing his voice during,
他那个时候正在变音。
And so actually, before I got to Taiwan, the English teachers in the middle school had already selected students for me.
那事实上我还没到台湾之前呢，那个学校的老师就已经把学生给挑选好了。
And the teachers had chosen them by English ability and just English ability.
那意思老师挑学生条件就是他们的英文要好。
And I got 60 students, and I needed to get them down to 30 students.
所以我有60个学生等着，但是我只能挑30个学生。
But I realized out of the 60 students they gave me, there were only two boys.
好，那40个学生，60个学生当中呢，只有两个男孩。
And I told them that's not going to work.
我说哦，这样行不通。
So I had them audition 20 more boys.
所以我要他们去这个试唱另外二十个小时。
And Terry was one of these second round auditions.
所以 Terry 是第二次这个试听当中的一个孩子。
And that poor boy, he came in and his voice cracked, and it was all very not the best performance.
好，那因为他正在变声，所以他当时的表现不是很好。
But what I was looking for was totally different than what the English teachers were looking for.
但是我想要找的孩子呢，跟英文老师找的不一样。
I wanted kids who were willing and wanted to perform.
我要找一些愿意而且喜欢表演的人。
And so I selected a group of 30 students that were very different than what the English teachers thought.
所以我挑选的30个学生跟原来英文老师挑选的学生不一样。
But as I got to know these kids, I found out about their dreams and about what they want to do with music. And one of the questions I asked them was, what is love?
我更多认识这些孩子之后呢，想知道他们的梦想。然后我就问他们说，我就发觉他们就感觉爱是什么。
Because my theme for the show choir was love.
因为我这个合唱团的主题就是爱。
And all of them had different answers.
那他们每个人对爱有不同的解释。
But through these answers, I found out about their family situations, and for Terry, at least, he was the youngest child in a family, but he was overshadowed by his sister.
那Terry 呢 他是他们家孩子当中最小的，那他上面有几个姐姐，所以他对爱的定义呢常常受他姐妹的影响。
Because he didn't really know who he was or what his place was.
因为他不知道自己到底是谁，他在家中的位置是什么。
And I gave him a solo.
所以我要他唱一个独唱。
And he lighted up.
但是他唱独唱的时候，整个人好像发光了。
He wasn't perfect.
他不是很完美的。
But for some reason, just his story, and then all these kids, I just fell in love with these kids.
但他的故事让我印象深刻，我又很爱这群孩子。
Because I wanted them so badly to know how precious they were, that they were children of God.
好，我要他们多么 清楚地知道他们是多么的宝贵，因为他们都是神的孩子。
And because I had selected this group of kids, they trusted me a little bit because I had interacted with them every day.
好，因为我每天跟他们互动，然后选择了他们，所以他们开始慢慢相信我。
And they would ask me, why did I come to Taiwan?
他们就问我说，你干嘛来台湾呢？
And I would tell them, because I'm Christian and because I want to show you guys how much Jesus loves you because Jesus loves me.
他说，因为我是基督徒，我很想让你们知道耶稣多么爱你，因为耶稣非常的爱我。
And my students had never heard that before.
那这些学生从来没有听过这样的故事。
And their gods don't interact with them.
那他们的神不会跟他们互动的。
They don't have a concept of a loving God.
他们也没有一个慈爱的神的观念。
And so that became the reason I stayed in Taiwan.
这就成为我留在台湾的最主要原因。
For the opportunity to tell adorable students like Terry.About the love of Jesus.
就是有机会告诉这群可爱的孩子耶稣的爱。
I think if my main reason for going to Taiwan was to teach singing, I wouldn't have stayed.
我想，假如我到台湾的主要目的就是去教唱歌，我想我不会久留在那里。
So one of the first reasons I tell people for why they should go on a short-term missions is just to see so that God can capture your heart for the lost.
所以我跟人家说，假如你要去参加台湾短宣的话，一个最主要的原因就是说你要去看看。要看神怎么样捕捉到你那个心。
I am part of, so yeah, so I've already skipped that part. But our Taiwan missions team, we go to the west coast of Taiwan.
那我们的短宣队是去到台湾的西海岸。
This is an area that has predominantly been unreached.
那这个地区大部分福音都还没有传过去。
And even the parts where there are churches, the churches are very under-resourced.
那即使是有教会的地方，教会的资源相当不够。
And a lot of it is because on this path that we go to, on the, where the yellow arrow is, that is the path of the Dajia Mazu pilgrimage that happens every year.
那我们去的那个地区就是黄这个黄线拉的这区。是每年台湾大甲妈祖最繁荣最兴盛的地方。
Additionally, a lot of the people living on the West Coast are more countryside and more working class families.
那另外台湾西海岸的居民多半是属于低下阶层的，他们是工人阶级。
And in Taiwan, the Christians from Taipei are part of a more middle class sort of like culture.
当然在台湾的北部好多半是中上阶级的人。
And so a lot of these working class peoples on the West Coast who are engulfed in this idol worship culture feel that the church culture is very distant from them.
那这一群住在西海岸的工人阶层的人呢，他们的文化好觉得好像北边的知识分子离他们比较远，他们而且教会的文化他们一点都不适应。
Yeah, so not only is the Mazu pilgrimage a huge tourist attraction, but it's become culturally sort of integrated within them.
那妈祖绕境成为台湾的很大的文化活动，而且当地的生活、居民的生活就跟它息息相关。
So much so that this bottom picture is actually students bowing on their track as Mazu passes over them.
那事实上，最下面这张图片你看到，就是当学生在学校的操场跑路的跑到跑路的时候呢，妈祖的庙经过的时候，他会跪在妈祖庙的下面。让妈祖庙走过他们的身
上。This is actually a school sanctioned event, so they get students to come and make rows on the track so that Mazu can pass over them.
这是学校特别指定的一个活动，就是当妈祖庙过来的时候呢，要学生跪在这个跑道上面，让妈祖庙在他们上面走过去。
So what we do is that we partner with the local church, and we are able to get into the schools through our English camps.
所以我们做的就是跟当地教会合作，进到学校里面去教英文营。
And what's important is that because we're from the U.S., we get to go into the schools. The schools welcome us with open arms.
那因为我们是来自美国，所以学校就把门打开，欢迎我们进去。
But we do need a lot more English teachers.
但是我们需要很多能够教英文的老师。
Because there's plenty of workers in the local church in Taiwan, but it's hard for them to get into the schools unless they have sort of this reason for the schools.
那地方教会虽然在那里，但是他们很难进到校园。为什么？因为他们没有办法去教英文。那我们就有很好的理由进去。
The second point I want to make from the feeding of the 5,000 is about who God chooses to use.
那第二部分我想分享这个信息的重点就是说上帝选择使用什么样的人呢
My favorite line in this passage is when Jesus says you give them something to eat
在这段经文当中我最喜欢的一节就是说耶稣说你们给他们东西吃吧
I can totally relate to the disciples
好我这时候跟门徒我很能够认同他们
I'm tired
我累了
It doesn't make sense to feed 5,000 people There's no budget
这个时候没有预算，我们怎么去喂饱五千人呢？
And Jesus says this, and I can imagine the disciples reacted like, huh?
当耶稣跟他们说，你喂他们吃吧，我想门徒反应是说，怎么回事？
But one of the greatest mysteries of the gospel is that somehow or other, since the beginning of the Bible, God has chosen to use people to bring about his kingdom in the world.
但是圣经故事好，是神的旨意相当奇妙的一个地方，就是从神从一开头。就要选择使用不完美的人来做他的事。
As early as Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you so that all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you.
从亚伯拉罕我们就看到神说我要祝福你使你去祝福全世界的人。
And the key phrase here is through you.
所以这里最重要的一个字眼就是经由你。
God can bless all the people too by himself.
上帝当然可以自己去祝福所有的人。
But for some reason, God loves us and wants to use us to bless the world.
但是神的选择好，有某些原因，他是选择使用我们，要我们去祝福别人。
So, when I say I can relate to the disciples, I really mean I can relate. This is a picture of me, short-term missions, 2011.
这是2011年我参加短宣时候的一个照片。
I've lost a lot of weight since then.
自从那次之后，我体重弱了不少。
But I am often tired, and I don't want to deal with it.
我通常感觉很累，我就不想管事情了。
And when I first went to Taiwan, I wasn't a pastor.
当我首先到台湾去的时候呢，我不是牧师。
I wasn't a super holy person.
我也不是一个超属灵的人。
In fact, I don't even think I had the right motivations to go.
事实上，我觉得我去的动机都还不对。
Same as the disciples.
就跟门徒一样。
They're tired. Their motivation was they want to take a break.
好，他们也是累了，他们的动机就是哦，我现在要休息。
Because they didn't really want to feed 5,000 people.
因为他们没有都什么可以喂这喂饱五千人。
So I think that God has a sense of humor.
但是我想上帝是一个幽默的神。
But He chooses the church and us very imperfect, not great people sometimes, to do His work.
好，他选择教会，选择我们这些不完美的人去做他的工作。
As I was praying about this, I felt kind of like, oh man, now I feel kind of sorry that it's probably frustrating for God.
好，回想到这一点，我想那个时候我可能让上帝觉得挫折感蛮重的。
But God can choose to do it without us, but He chooses to use us anyway.
好，神可以不要我们，他自己去做，但是他还是选择来使用我们。
My last point is this. God calls us to bring what we have to Him.
那最后一个重点从这段经文我觉得说上帝呼召我们把我们所有的拿到他的面前来
I'm sure that the five loaves and the two fish in John it says a little boy brought the five loaves and the two fish
好在约翰福音里面他说是一个小男孩拿来了五个饼两条鱼
I'm sure that day when he packed for his dinner or lunch he wasn't planning to feed 5,000 people
我想到那天这小男孩身上带着五个饼两条鱼他没有想到说他要用这个去喂饱了五千人
If he had been thinking about that, he would have been thinking about, do people like fish?
好，假如他想说我怎么去喂饱五千，他会想说，哎，人们喜欢吃鱼吗？
Oftentimes, when we plan for ministry, we think a lot about how it's going to happen or what we will need.
很多时候我们在预备服事的时候呢，我会想说，哎，人们需要什么，我应该准备些什么。
Same with missions. A lot of people before they go to missions, they think, I'm not ready. I need to be better at this or better at that.
也很多人思考去短宣的时候，他会想说：“哎呀，我应该更多预备好这个，或者是我更多预备好那个，我还没有预备好。”
But what I want to say is, Jesus doesn't ask, "Will you be ready? Can you do all this stuff?" Jesus asks, "What do you have? Go and see."
所以耶稣不会问你说：“哈，你预备好些什么，或是这个那个？”耶稣只是问说：“你有什么拿来给我用？”
And The question really should be, who fed the 5,000?
那我们的问题应该是说，到底是谁喂饱了五千人？
Definitely not the boy with the five loaves and the two fish.
当然不是那个拥有五饼二鱼的小孩。
We can bring whatever it is that we already have, not what we will have.
我们可以把已经有的，而不是我将要有的，拿来给耶稣用。
And Jesus is the one that multiplies that so that it can feed 5,000.
耶稣是使这个能够倍增的人去喂饱五千人。
What we have can be anything.
我们有的东西可以是任何东西。
Our experiences in our lives, our skills, our talents, all of these things that make up what we are, that's what we have.
我们这个人，我们的生活经验，我们有所有的技巧，好，我们的天分，各方面都可以被神所用。
A lot of the times, it's not even things that we specifically got because we wanted to go to missions.
那很多时候不是说因为我拥有什么东西，所以我才可以去短宣。
When I was, when we first moved to America, my mom opened a preschool.
当我们当初移民到美国来的时候呢，我的母亲就开了一个这个幼儿园。
So because of that, as an 8-year-old, I often had to take care of preschoolers.
那因为我母亲开了幼儿园，所以我八岁的时候呢，就开始要常常照顾小孩子。
Then when I came to church, I started to teach the children's choir.
然后我去到教会之后呢，我开始教儿童合唱团。
And then when I was in high school, I led small groups.
那我在高中的时候呢，我就开始带小组。
And I thought I was going to be in band for the rest of my life when I was in ninth grade.
那我在九年级的时候呢，我以为我这一辈子就参加乐团了。
But I had a problem with the teacher, and because of that, I switched to show choir.
但是那个时候跟那个老师我有一些相处的问题，所以我就转到去学这个合唱的表演。
Because I switched to show choir in college, I started a huge performing arts theater company.
那因为我在大学后来就转到这个表演艺术，那时候我就开始组织了一个这个表演的团表演团。
And through this non-profit theater company, I learned accounting, staff management, and marketing.
那因为成立这个表演艺术团，我就开始学习做账，好，学习推销。
Then, because of that, after college, my mom hired me at her office for IT and marketing.
那因为这样的经验呢，我大学毕业之后呢，我的母亲就聘用我在她的办公室做电脑，做这个推广。
At this point, I was confused about who I was.
那这个时候呢，我不清楚我自己到底是谁。
I thought I wanted to be a teacher.
我以为我要做老师。
But I also like management.
但是我也喜欢做管理。
But I also like marketing.
但我也喜欢做市场。
And I'm also learning about IT.
我也开始学电脑。
And I also want to be a performer myself.
那我自己也想做一个表演艺术者。
So all of these things, I didn't know how they were all going to fit together.
那所有这些背景呢，我不晓得他们怎么能够配合在一起。
And a lot of them were circumstances that were beyond my control.
啊，这些其中很多这个情况是我自己控制不了的。
But when I got to Taiwan, somehow every piece of who I was up till then was used for these students.
但是当我到台湾之后呢，我所有这些一切的背景所学到的一切东西呢，都结合起来用在学生的身上。
Only God can do that.
好，只有神做得到。
Only God knows the perfect role that will be perfectly suited for the unique set of skills and experiences that you have.
只有上帝知道你所有独特的这些背景怎么样放在一个角色，可以让它全部发挥出来。
And only God can take those set of skills and multiply it to bless 5,000.
也只有神可以把这一系列的这个技能。
So in summary,
摘要的时候呢
hopefully that didn't go over. Yeah, I think I'm doing good on time. What I want us to remember is that Jesus calls us to the lost.
好，耶稣呼召我们去接触那些还没有信他的人。
And the way he does that is by calling imperfect people to do his work.
他是借着呼召不完美的人来做这样的工作。
And all we have to do is be willing to bring what we have.
我们需要做的是愿意把自己所有的拿出来
，our time, our resources, our experiences，
不管是我们的时间、我们的资源，好，或是我们其他的东西
，so that Jesus can take that and multiply it for His kingdom，
好，让耶稣来使用，来为了他的国度来倍增。
So I want to tell you a little bit more about Taiwan short-term missions.
那现在我就想跟大家介绍一下台湾的短宣工作。
Every summer we go to Taiwan, and it is a huge undertaking.
每年我们到台湾呢，它是一个很大的一个工程。
Because this year we're going to 20 schools.
因为今年夏天我们要进到20个中学校。
But I don't want you to be scared.
但我不要你害怕。
Because Jesus can feed 5,000 people.
因为耶稣可以喂饱五千人。
But also because we form smaller teams and we split off into smaller teams to go to maybe 3 schools at a time.
好，我们把我们的成员分成小的队， 他们可以去到不同的学校。
And what we do is we go into these schools and we teach half-day English camps.
那在这些学校里面，我们就是教他们半天的英文营。
And in these English camps, we share the gospel with them.
啊，在这些英文里面呢，我们就用教材跟他们分享福音。
So I'm going to show you a quick video. It's a very exciting video about just as a recap of the our Taiwan missions from last year.
所以我现在要给大家看一个很短的这个视频呢，就是。他记录我们去年的短宣。
And I'll probably talk during the video.
好，那在放的时候我会讲讲话。
Functify!
So we have about 280 coworkers.
Come on! 280个同工。
About to do it like this, about to do it like this, y'all.
We're off into 三个营地 three campsites.
Yeah!
I need to turn down the music a little bit. There we go. Okay, so every morning we have opening assembly.Then we go into the classrooms and we teach classes of about 30 students. And we do craft with them, we play games with them. And it's a great time to build relationships with our students before we share the gospel. So our teams come from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and the U.S.
我们的短宣队员来自美国、香港跟台湾。
And at the end of the week, we have the students do a performance to wrap up their week.
好，那在第五天的时候呢，他们会有一个表演。
All of our lesson plans are pre-written, so you don't have to write them.
我们所有的这个课教案呢，都已经先写好了。
We will train you and teach you how to teach the lessons.
我们会训练你，教你怎么去教这些功课。
So a lot of times the friendships that we form with the Taiwan coworkers last a very long time.
那台湾，我们跟台湾的队员哈，这个形成的友谊呢是非常长的。
And our hope is that the people who go can continue to see just to be part of. Can be part of what God is doing in Taiwan.
好，那我们希望持续去的人呢，可以继续明白上帝在台湾做些什么。
We do skits and dances with the students.
好，我们会有一些短剧，然后跟小孩一起跳舞。
And we sort 3,000 materials for the kids.
然后我们会分析3,000份不同的东西给孩子。
Because we usually access about 3,000 students.
因为我们每年夏天大概接触3,000个学生。
So consider if you want to come with us this year to Taiwan missions.
假如你今年想跟我们一起参加台湾短宣。
There's going to be a part where the video looks like it's over, but it's not over. Right here, it's not over. So this is the showcase.
这就是最后的表演。
It's a very fun mission trip, but it's also kind of tiring.
好，那这个短宣相当有力，有趣，但是也会把你搞得很累。
As you know, Taiwan's very hot in the summer.
因为台湾夏天非常的热。
But it's worth it for the joy on their faces.
但是看到他们脸上的笑容哈，是值得的。
You'll be in a team of many people who are all in it together and suffering together, but loving the students.
那你的团队会有很多人一起在努力。
That is Taiwan missions. Yay! One of our coworkers made that video.So how do we bring the gospel into the English camps? What we do is we say, hello, we're from America. In America, we celebrate holidays. Here are 4 holidays that we celebrate.
那我们怎么把福音带到校园呢？就是说，哎呀，我们来自美国，在美国呢，我们庆祝一些节日。那我们要教的就是这四个节日。
And then when we get to Easter, of course we have to explain.
那当然我会讲到复活节。好，那复活节的时候我们就讲会。解释为什么有复活节。
The reason why we're called Unconditional Love Summer Camp is because we teach from conditional love to unconditional love over the course of 4 days.
我们把这个夏令营叫做无条件的爱，为什么呢？因为我们从有限的爱到最后无条件的爱。
Young people in Taiwan have extreme academic pressure.
那在台湾的年轻人呢，学业的压力很重。
If they're in middle school, you spend all 3 years preparing for your high school test.
那假如是你是中学生的话呢，你3年都在预备进高中的考试。
And after every test, you get your score, you get your ranking by class and by school.
那每次考试完了，学校都会为你排名。
So I had a student once tell me, 老师，我是258，我是排列258在我的学校。 在我的那个年纪 so in my grade, I'm ranked 258.
好，有一个学生告诉我，老师啊，我这一年级是排名第258名。
That made me so sad.
换句话说，他非常的悲哀。
I think after 50, you should stop telling people. But all jokes aside, that's a very real academic pressure that speaks to, for at least for these students.Tells them what their value is in society.
So, 借着这个排名啊，学生常常感觉他的价值就在这里。
Yeah, and also as I said, the idol worship culture is very heavy-handed in Taiwan.
啊，那在台湾拜偶像的风气非常的强盛。
And especially in these more rural areas that we're going to, a lot of these students come from broken families.
特别在这些乡下地区，我们去的地方，小孩子的家庭多半来自破碎的家庭。
And even though they may not lack for food and water, what they lack is a loving, sort of caring family.
虽然他们不缺衣食，但是他们所缺的就是一个家人的这个彼此的关怀。
So I don't want to lie to you or mislead you and say like we're going to the poorest of the poor.
好，所以我不会告诉你说哦，我们是去到最穷的地方。
A lot of students you see will have smartphones.
好，很多学生本身自己有一个这个智能手机。
But they will come from single parent families. I always forget how to say this in English. 隔代教养 families, and immigrant families.
所以这些小孩来自家庭很多是单亲家庭，或是隔代教养，或是移民家庭，好像这个外劳。
隔代教养 ，yeah, 外配。隔代教养 is when the grandparents have to raise the kids because the parents are away, like 75% of the time at work, or the parents are just not present in their lives and just kind of.Leave their kids with the grandparents.
好，那隔代教养就是说，小孩是用祖父母带大的，因为他们的父母亲不是不在，就是在外地，或是把他们就交给丢给这个祖父母。
And so, because of this, these students are longing for a relationship.
那由于这些原因呢，学生很盼望有一个好的关系。
Which makes them very open to the gospel.
那他们就对福音相当的开放。
Because the gospel is the good news about a God who wants a relationship with them.
因为福音讲的就是这位 美好的上帝要跟人建立关系。
So what kind of people are we looking for?
所以我们寻找什么样的人呢？
I really like to say this, and I say this every year, but we're looking for fat people.
我需要胖的人啊。
Not 胖的人 but all the people are like, yes, okay. No, what I mean by that is not fat people per se. We're looking for faithful, available, and teachable people.
这个 fat 就代表Faithful 就是有忠心 ，available 就是有时间 ，teachable 是可以受教的人。
And of course, availability, you know, sometimes God helps us a little bit with that.
当然，中间这个好就是你有没有时间，有时候神会帮助我们。
But more importantly, do you love Jesus, and are you willing to be molded to be more like Him?
好，最重要就是说你爱耶稣吗？你愿意被耶稣来塑造吗
？And that's faithful and teachable.
那就是忠心而且愿意受教。
And so yeah, there are three ways that you can support us, but obviously we're here to talk about going, but we covet your prayers and we're also going to be fundraising in May and June because many of our young people have financial difficulty paying for their airfare.
那么我当然今天来的主要目的是希望鼓励大家去，但是你也可以用其他的方式来参与，好像祷告奉献或是去。我们今年五月六月要开始做一些募款的工作，因为很多年轻人本身没有那么大的财力，好支持他们到台湾去。
And all of the whole process is you have to apply for the you have to apply first online.
首先你必须在网上来报名。
If you are a first time attendee, we will interview you.
然后你是第一次参加的话，我们要面试。
Then when you pass the interview, you have to pay.
好，面试通过之后呢，你就要付钱了。
Of course, if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to pay up front, we work that out with you on a case-by-case basis.
好，假如你一下没有办法把钱全付清楚的话呢，我们会跟你在私下讨论。
We have four trainings that will take place in San Gabriel, but if many people sign up from this church, if enough people sign up, we'll just bring someone over here.
好，那我们有四次的训练。那在圣盖博谷，如果说我们教会人多的话，或许他们会派人过来。
We have a huge night market fundraiser, but that's less for you guys, so that's also in San Gabriel.
那另外在圣盖博，我们有一个募款的活动，就是举办夜市。
And then, of course, the last part is to go to Taiwan, serve the Lord, and be blessed.
好，所以希望大家能够去台湾服侍主，然后蒙神祝福。
If you want to find out more information, shinefortaiwan.org has all of the information.
好，那我们这个网站呢 ，shinefortaiwan.org 有所有的资料。
And then at this church, I guess they can talk to you.
Yeah, talk to. 那在教会好，我们教会，假如你有兴趣的话，可以告诉我。
And that is the end of my presentation. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope to see you guys in Taiwan Missions this summer.
好，所以谢谢大家今天邀请我来，我希望很多人能够愿意去参加这个台湾的短宣。